Be'ezras Hashem, b'li neder, let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chavav. We are at the Mishnah, at the top of Yuma Daf Chavav. Good morning, Zalman, Avi, and Eli. Says the Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to discuss the third and fourth lotteries that existed in the Beis HaMikdash. HaPayis HaShlishi, the third lottery, Chadashim Laktores Bova Fisu, those who have never before had a chance to be Maktir the Ktores, the incense, you can come and join the lottery to have your chance of a lifetime to burn the incense. Vaharvi Chadashim Im Yishanim Mimalei Varm Menakevesh Lamizbeach. And the fourth lottery was all Kohanim who would like, even if you've done it in the past, who is going to carry the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbech. You remember that yesterday we learned that a number of Kohanim would bring the limbs up halfway, and then you had another, well, we'll see, then you had other Kohanim who would bring it up the Mizbech. Right. So Rashi in Maseches Sukkah writes that the Kohen who brought up the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach, he also burnt them. However, the Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says, no, the one who's sprinkled the blood, he was the one who burnt the limbs on the Mizbeach, so that the Avoda with the meat and the blood was done with the same Kohen. The Mishnah Lamelech writes that the reason that the Ritva doesn't explain like Rashi is because we learned mi mala evarim, not mi makter evarim. Mala evarim just means bring them up there, but he didn't burn them. However, the Rambam sounds like he holds like Rashi. And there's also machlokas who've shown him how many Kohanim used to bring the limbs from the ramp to the Mizbeach. Rashi, later on Amud Beis, Chavav Amud Beis, Rashi says that it was a different Kohen. However, the Ritva explains that no, just like six Kohanim brought the limbs up to the ramp, so too six other Kohanim are the ones who were brought up from the ramp to the Mizbeach. But that's the Ritva. But Rashi seems to say that Kohen Echad, right? He said it was only one Kohen who brought all the various limbs. Baruch atah. I made a bracha. Okay. Says the Gemara. Tana, me olam lo shana adam ba. No human being ever brought the Ketores twice. It never happened. My taima, arachanina mipnei shema asheres. Because bringing the Ketores was a merit for somebody to become wealthy. We talked about this about 10 blot ago. And therefore, they always made sure that it was always somebody new. In the Tshuvas Chasam Sofer, he asks, why were they so, what about the mitzvah Shebedavah? Chazal were so like interested in making sure, no, we don't want two people to get rich. Money we got to spread around. What about the mitzvah Shebedavah? Why wouldn't you just say they would spread it around? What, the money is more important than getting the mitzvah? Why don't you just say that just to get the mitzvah, bring the ketores, that enough was a reason enough to have to make it, have everybody else get it. So he says, he suggests that we know the Gemara says that wealth, bani chayim mizonis b'mazel toloi. It's toloi b'mazel. So maybe the bringing of the Ketores would be a zchus for that. Mitzvahs, of course, all the mitzvahs are important, but there's a special inyan by wealth that it's been mazel tali, so maybe they thought that this was going to affect the mazel somehow. Amalir of Papa Labai, my time, why does the bringing of the Ketores make you rich? Ilei mamishim dechsev yasimu ketora ba'apecha. Uksiv Basrei, right after that it says, Baruch Hashem Chelo. Whoever brings the Ketores is going to get a bracha. Ihachi Oilanami Uksiv V'chalu Amizbechecha. What do you mean? In between it says, Yasimu Ketoraba Pecha V'chalil Amizbechecha Baruch Hashem Chelo. So then the bracha should be for anybody who brings a carbon ola. Amalei, Abai answered her papa, Ha Shchicha. Now, carbon olas happened all the time. So it wasn't such a special avodah, it wasn't such a skula. V'ha lo shchicha, however, the ketores was only done twice a day, so it was a very, very limited amount of time. So since it's a limited amount of time, it makes sense that if you got this chus, which was a chus that only happened very infrequently, very rarely, so the brach of Baruch Hashem Chelo is going on that, which was a unique and special avodah, as opposed to that, which was a commonplace thing that happened all day long. So it makes sense that that's where the bracha should be. Amar Rava, loy mishkachas sura merabanan de mori ela de asi mishevet Levi o mishevet Yisachar. There are a lot of rabbis that know how to learn, but there are very, very few rabbis that know how to paskin halacha, the Gemara says. It's not just because you know how to learn doesn't mean you're a good lamdin. You sit in Beis Medrash for 20 years and you can know how to clear svaras, doesn't mean you know how to paskin halacha. That's only from the Shevet Levi or from the tribe of Yisachar. Levi dichsev yoru mishpatecha liyakov. In Zayis HaBracha, Moshe Rabbeinu is saying, yoru mishpatecha liyakov. By the bracha of Levi, he says, you guys are going to teach the mishpatim. You're going to be the balei halacha. Yisachar dichsev pasuk in divrei ayam amalef. They know how to paskin what Klal Yisrael has to do, but it's important to know that just because a guy is a rabbi doesn't mean he's a posek. There's a difference between a rabbi and a posek. A posek is the one who studies halacha. He understands how to apply the learning. Ve'ema Yehuda Nami Dichsiv Yehuda Mechaykiki. They set the halachas. Answer the Gemara, Afuki Shmaitzli B'dhilchas HaKamina. I'm not talking about that they knew the Chukim. I'm talking about, are you able to use your learning to analyze the Halacha? Asuki Shmaitzli B'dhilchas HaKamina. Levi and Yisachar knew that. Yehuda did not do that. And the Meiri writes on this, that it's not enough to know Torah in order to paskin halacha. Because there are many Talmid Chacham that don't know how to paskin. A person in order to paskin needs two things, says the Meiri. One, he needs to know and have a Kabbalah from his Rebbe and know Torah. Two, he has to have a good seichel to know how to apply, which case to apply to which din. And to be maven davar mitoch davar, it's gamir v'savir. You need to learn and you also have to be a bal svara. Yehuda, even though they were chachamim, they were mechokikim, they knew the halacha, but in terms of the analysis and how to apply it, that they didn't have. So says the Meiri. Says the Gemara, what about the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? How do they apply the lottery to the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Ain mefaisin al tamid shel bein arba'im, elokoyin shezacha bo b'shachris, zoicha bo arvis. There was no separate lottery for the tamid shel bein arba'im. This is Rabbi Yochanan. Let's remember the name. So, whoever got those same people that got a chelik in doing an avodah in the tamid shel shachar, they would keep that same title for the whole day, and the tamid shel bein arba'im, they would mamish do the exact same thing. Meisvei, kishem shem mefaisin shachris, kach mefaisin bein arbayim. You see, there was a separate lottery for bein arbayim. How can you tell me it was the same people? And for the Gemara, kitanya ayi b'ktoris. No, that's talking about the ktoris. That there was a separate ktoris, there was a separate pious for the ktoris of talmud shem bein arbayim, but not for the carbon talmud. I asked him about Tanya, Kishem Shem Mephaisin, low in the male chakras, Kach Mephaisin, low Arvis. Now, if it was Ktores, it should have said Loh in the female. Lo sounds like tamid, which is male. And so the Gemara, you're right. Ema lo. It should have said lo and not lo. Come on. Vatanya. Kishem shem faisen loy b'shachas. Kach mefaisen loy b'arvis. Kishem shem faisen lo shachas. Kach mefaisen lo arvis. So you see that just like there was a pious for the Ketores in the afternoon, there was also a pious for the Karban Tamid that has the law and the law. The law is the Ketores, is the female, and the law is the Tamid, which is the male. And so the Gemara of Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Hacha b'Shabbos Askinon. Rabbi Yochanan would admit that on Shabbos there would be another pious for the Tamid, Hoil u'mishmaros mischadshos, since on Shabbos they would change mishmars. So the mishmar that did the avodah in the morning on Shabbos wouldn't do the avodah in the afternoon. It was the new family that did the Karban Tamid Shabbeinu Arbayim on Shabbos. So Mimela, they had to have two pieces. So Rabbi Yochanan said during the week there was only a double pious on the Ketores, but not on the Karban Tamid. But on Shabbos there was a double pious on the Tamid also. Why? Because it was a different family. Says the Gemara, Ulamai de Solika Daitin Meikara. According to the Havamina that we had, that we said, that they would do a Karban Tamid every day, twice a day, Nefishile Paisas. So that means there were more than four Paisas, there was really five. Answered the Gemara, Maisi Kulu Mitzafra, Zachi. No, it was all the same Pais. They did it all in the morning, they just did it twice in the morning. So it's all considered to be the Tamid Pais. It was only four. So, the Magen Avram in Simon Shin Chav Gimel clears the Shaila, are you allowed to do a lottery on Shabbos to see who's going to get the Aliyahs? Is a shul allowed to do a lottery on Shabbos to determine who's going to get the Aliyahs? So he brings a raya from the fact that on Yom Kippur, they used to do a lottery. So the Shvus Yaakov asked again, said, what do you need a raya from Yom Kippur? Look at our Gemara. Our Gemara says black on white. They used to do a lottery on Shabbos. They used to do a lottery based on Mikdash on Shabbos. So he wants to bring a raya from there that it's okay to do a lottery on Shabbos for the Kibudim. Interesting. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara. We learned in the Mishnah. Haravi, what was the fourth lottery? Chadashim im Yishanim had a lottery for the Carbon, what was the fourth one? It was the lottery for the carbon Tamid. The Tamid Shel Shachar. Who would bring the Evarim from the ramp to the Mizbeach? Says the Gemara, Masnisin, Deloker Belezben Yaakov. Our mission is against Belezben Yaakov. Disnan, we learned in the Mishnah Tamid, where Lezben Yaakov Oimer, Hamal Evarim Lakevish, Hu Malo Isin Lemizbeach. The same person, the same five people who brought up the limbs to the Kevish, plus the one guy who brought the intestines, six people, those people brought the limbs, those same five guys brought the limbs from the Kevish to the Mizbeach. So you see, there wasn't a separate lottery for that, according to Lezben Yaakov. What's the root of the dispute? Mar Savar Barov Am Hadras Melech. The Tan of our Mishnah says, the more the merrier. The more Kohanim were involved in serving Hashem, the more honor to the king. So you had five guys bring the limbs up. You had five guys bring the limbs from the Kevesh to the Mizbeach. Umar Savar, Blazim and Yaakov held no. Makom Shechina Lav Orechara. If your mamish, if one guy is going to only do the job halfway, it's not nice. You're saying like it's a burden for a person to serve Hashem. If you brought it up halfway, you should finish it already. You should keep bringing it up. It's not covered to the Shechina to stop your service in the middle. Amar Rava, Lo Rabbi Lezben Yaakov Islay De Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Yehuda Islay De Rabbi Lezben Yaakov. Rabbi Yehuda can't hold Rabbi Lezben Yaakov, and Rabbi Lezben Yaakov can't hold like Rabbi Yehuda. Remember, we learned in yesterday's daf that Rabbi Yehuda said that there was no lottery for the service of the Machta. For the service of the Machta, there was no separate lottery for the Ketores, for who got to take the coals with the shovel, as opposed to the guy who would put the incense on the coals. Rabbi Yehuda said it wasn't two separate ones, it was all the same thing. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who said there was no fourth lottery on the taking from the ramp to the Mizbeach, he couldn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda, who said there was no lottery on the Machta, because we all know there were four. So Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, who got rid of number four, he had to have an extra one on the Ketores. And Rabbi Yehuda got rid of the extra one on the Machta, he couldn't hold the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he had to have lottery number four from the taking it from the ramp to the Mizbeach. Dimkein batzru lepaisus. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov held like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, they had less than four. Ve'imish kachas tana de toni chamesh, but if you would find somebody who said five, hahu udolok Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, udolok Rabbi Yehuda. That's the one who disagreed with both of them and said, you did have the fourth one and a fifth one with a separate one for the Ketores plus the Machta. Let's continue. Zok the Halakha Mishnah. How many Kohanim do they need for the Karban Tamid and for the other Avodas done at the same time as the Karban Tamid? Zok the Mishnah. Tamid. The Karban Tamid itself. Karev B'tisha, B'asara, B'achadasar, B'shneimasar, Leipachas Uloyoser. The Karban Tamid either needed 9 Kohanim, 10 Kohanim, 11 Kohanim, or 12. Not less and not more. Ketzad, how so? Atzmo, on a regular day, B'tisha. A regular day, the Karban Tamid itself used 9 Kohanim. 5 of them who brought the limbs up the ramp, plus one of them who brought the intestines, the innards, that's 6. One of them brought the Isaron Solas for the Minchas Nesachim. One of them carried the flour, that's 7. One of them carried the Karban Minchas Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol, that's 8. And one of them carried the wine for the wine pouring on the Mizbeach. Bechag, on Sukkis, where in addition to the wine, there was also water. Biyarechot sluchis shel mayim. Harei kan asara. One coin carried the jug of water. That's 10. Bein arbayim, every day, which was not Sukkis. Bachar asar, the afternoon. Karban Tamid on a regular day was 11. In addition to the 9, you had 2 carrying the Shnei Gizrei Yetzim. Hu atzmo b'tisha b'yadam u'shnayim b'yadam Shnei Gizrei Yetzim. The 2 logs, each one carried 1. B'Shabbos, on a regular Shabbos, also was b'achar asar. Hu atzmo b'tisha u'shnayim Biyadam Shnei Bazichei Levona Shelechem Aponim. 2 of them carried the spoonfuls of frankincense that were brought along with the Lechem Aponim on Shabbos. UbeShabbos Shebesochachag, and Shabbos that was in the middle of Sukkis, the Shabbos that was in the middle of Sukkis, Biyarechot Sluchot Shelmayim. In addition to the 2 of them carrying the frankincense, one of them carried the jug of water. That is 12. Zakta Helege Gemara. Amar Rabbi Abba, V'itemer Rami Rachama, V'isemer Rabbi Yochanan. Ein menaschen mayim b'chag, ela b'tamid shel shachar. We only would pour water on the Mizbeach, Nisach HaMayim, on Sukkos only by the tamid shel shachar, and not the Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. There's no obligation. Mimai, how do I know this? Midiktani uveshabbos shebesocha chag biyad echad slocha shomayim. That on Shabbos of Sukkot there were 12 Kohanim. V'isal kedaitach b'tomen shel bein arba'im minaschim. If you'll tell me that they would even do Nisa Chamayim on the Tomen Shel Bein Arbaim, so what do you got to say it's on Shabbos? B'chol Nami Mishkach Hasla. On every weekday of Sukkot, in the afternoon they had the extra two guys doing the two Gizrei Eitzim, and if you tell me Nisa Chamayim happened in the afternoon, so then on every day of Sukkot in the afternoon, they had 12. 11, because 9 the regular ones, 2 with the 2 wood, the two Gezirei Eitzim, the two logs of wood, plus one for the water of the Talmud Shabbat in Arbayim. Amravashi, Afanana Mitanina, Velaminasech, the one who poured the water on the Mizbeach, Omrim Lo, Hagbe Yodcha, lift up your hand so we can make sure to see what you're pouring. Shepam Echad Nisech Agabe Raglov, one time it was a Kayin, was it Stuki? And the Tztukim didn't hold of Nisach HaMayim because it's learned that from the Mem Yud Mem. It's not written explicit. And the Tztukim only follow those things that were written explicit. It's learned that from the extra Mem Yud Mem. V'niskehem, right? Unisacheha, Kimish Patam. So you have the Mem Yud Mem. That's where we learn that. So the Tztukim didn't hold that. So when the Tztukim would go on him, if he was Zeichel, he would pour the water on his feet. He wouldn't pour it on the Mizbeach. So they would say, let us see carefully. Urigamu kala ambes rogeim. When they saw the guy, when they saw him pour it on his feet, they Shapamachad Nisech Hagabe Raglav Urugamu Kalam Besrogam. Shmamina. So we see that it was with the Tamid Shel Shachar. How do you see that? Because Bein Arbaim, they were no longer holding their Esrogim. That's the Raya. Because one time they poured the water, so you see it's the Tamid Shel Shachar because they were still holding their esrogim by shachris. By mincha, they were no longer holding their esrogim. Right, that's what it sounds like. Right, that's what it sounds like. We didn't know. They only realized, yeah. They only realized that the tztukim were faking people out. Yeah, it's a good hara. Okay. We didn't know about it. At least the first time we didn't know about it. Then afterwards, we made them do it, so then they probably didn't want to get pelted by the Esrogim again, so Mistama, they probably didn't come anymore. Okay. Says the Gemara, Tani, we learned in the Brisa. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said, Minayin l'tamen shel bein arbaim sheton shnei gezir eitzim b'shnei kohanim. How do we know that by the tamen shel bein arbaim there were two different kohanim that carried the two logs for the fire? Shneimar, Torah says, "V'nasnu b'nei Aaron haKohen eish al mizbech, ve'orchu eitzim." Him ainu in the tamen shel shachar dechsev. It already said at the beginning of the pasuk, "Ubier oleh haKohen eitzim baboker ve'orach oleh haola." Tneu inyan the tamen shel bein arbaim. So, just like we have another pasuk that explicitly states that the Kohen put the wood in the Tamid Shel Shachar, now we have this extra pasuk, V'orchu Eitzim. We don't need it for the Tamid Shel Shachar because it already said it, so we use it. It's in the plural, V'orchu, in the evening. V'eima idi v'idi b'Tamid Shel Shachar. Maybe both pasukim are talking about the Tamid Shel Shachar. V'am Rachmana, Ovid v'hadar Ovid. And the Torah is telling you that, you know, first you put one set of logs, do it twice. How do you know the afternoon one is for, how do you know the second one's for the afternoon? Im Kain, if they're both talking about Tamid Shel Shachar, name a crop, Ubier, Ubier. It should say the same thing. But it says in the first one, Ubier, and the second one, V'archu. So we learn that it's not talking about the same thing. One's Tamid Shel Shachar, one's Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Says the Gemara, no. How do you know that had it been both talking about Shachar, it would have said Ubir twice? No, maybe it didn't say Ubir twice for a different reason. Ikaz Rachmana Ubir Havamina Chad in Shrelo. I might have thought that both times one Kohen would bring the Shnei Gezer Eitzim. Kamash Malan, maybe Nevid Chad, Nevid Shrei, the first time one Kohen would bring the two, and the second time two Kohanim would bring the two. Says the Gemara, no. In Cain, Neim Akra, Uvier, Uviaru, Inami V'arach V'archu, Mai Uvier V'archu, Shmamina, Kidikamrinan. No, if it would have wanted to just tell me that the first time one Kohen would bring one, and the second Kohen would bring two, it should have used the same word, Uvier Uviaru, or V'arach and V'archu. Now that it says Uvier and then V'archu, so Uvier means one Kohen would bring two logs in the morning, and V'archu would mean two Kohanim would bring two logs in the afternoon. A little bit more, says the Gemara. Tani Rabbi Chia, Pais, Pa'amim Shlosh Asar, Pa'amim Arba Asar, Pa'amim Chamish Asar, Pa'amim Shisha Asar. So Rabbi Chia learned in the Braisa, the lottery for the Tamid, sometimes 13 Kohanim were Zoche in the lottery. Sometimes, what do you mean 13 was Zoche in the lottery? Because we saw before, 9 Kohanim were needed for the actual Karban Tumid itself. 2 extra Kohanim who shechted it and were Zorek the Dam for Shechit and Zrikas Adam. Another 2 Kohanim who cleaned off the Mizbeach, Dishin Mizbeach HaPnimi, and the menorah. So that would be 13. Pa'amim arbasar. Sometimes 14 Kohanim. That's on Sukkis, one more to carry the water. Pa'amim chamishasar. That's on Shabbos that you had the Lavona. Pa'amim shishasar. Shabbos on Sukkis, right? You had the Nisach HaMayim and the Lavona. Ask the Gemara. Vatanya Shiva Asar. Didn't we learn that there were really 17? Says the Gemara. Hayi delo kavalaz ben Yaakov. Ella Karabi Yehuda. No, that's the one who holds against Rabbalaz ben Yaakov. Rather, like Rabbi Yehuda says, that Shabbos and the Chag, there were 17. That held like the Tamid. Like we said before, he held there was an extra one for the one who used the Machta, like we said before. An extra Kohen who was Zoche. The Ketores was 2 people. One for the against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov who held that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov said the same Kohanim that was Zoche in the morning for the Tamid Shel Shachar got the Tamid Shemitah by him. Rather, like Rabbi Huda disagreed with him, and he held that no, there was an extra pious for the Kohen who brought the limbs from the ramp up to the Mizbeach. So Shabbos, in the middle of Sukkot, he had 17 Kohanim. Now, it's interesting. We learned here that there were 2 extra Kohanim, one of them who was Shochet, and one of them who was Zorek the Dam. Like we learned in the Mishnah, right? 2 Kohanim, one for the Shechita and one for the Zrikas Adam. So, wait a minute. So, that means that you had 2 separate Kohanim who were slaughtering and being Zorek the Dam. So, and this was even on Shabbos. On Shabbos, there was 1 Kohen who Shechted and a different Kohen was Zorek as the Dam. So, the Noda Behuda brings a proof from here. Let's say you have a bris on Shabbos. So we know there's 2 parts to the bris milah. There's the cutting of the bris milah, and then there's the priya, pulling it back. Can you have, let's say you have 1 mayel, only knows how to do the cutting, but he doesn't know how to do the priya. Can you have a different mayel to do the priya? The problem is, a bris without priya is not a kasher bris. So you have 1 coin, all he did was the cutting, but he took out the blood on Shabbos, but a different Kohen is going to do the actual mitzvah. The first guy's Mechal Shabbos. This is a major dispute. The Noda Behuda brings a riot from our Gemara. If 1 Kohen can shecht and the other Kohen is going to be Zorek the Dam, if that blood never gets sprinkled on the Mizbeach, the carbon's puzzle. Same thing. So he has a raya from these two different kohanim, so you should be able to have two different mayalim to do the bris milah. And the Raman in the Tshuva says maybe it's better to do it that way, because each guy only did half a malacha. However, the Beis Yosef and the Shagas Ari are cholik and they're machmir, and say so you're not allowed to have two different mayalim. You got to have one mayal do the whole thing. However, if one mayal stops in the middle, then another mayal is allowed to pick it up, and it doesn't make a difference. In the Yamishal Shlomo, he quotes some people are matir two mayalim. He quotes the Mahari Brona, says it's usher to have two mayalim, because if you have two mayalim, it turns out that the first one is Mechal Shabbos, because he cut without doing a full milah, and therefore he would be Mechal Shabbos. So it might depend on how you learn this Gemara. Maybe you can make distinctions. Maybe the carbon is different. Anyway, that's what the Achronim say. Rabbi Isai, I want to wish Ewan to stop here. I want to wish each of you a great Shabbos. Well, the next Mishnah really is connected to the next Sugya. So we will stop here. Have a great Shabbos. We'll see you hopefully approximately 40 minutes, something like that, 40 minutes after Shabbos. You can welcome to join the Zoom. Have a great Shabbos.